CQCQ, welcome to the Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the answer special of amateur radio, this net is called nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeaters. Also, the echo link node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop the Caesar's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs and licensed operators on the frequency are invited to check in. Those are bulletins or traffic for the net. Please call WG4MC or Net Control. In the roll call, I want to remind you when this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign phonetically. It's always appreciated. Name, location, and city, your intent to remain on the net for the ratchet portion. Before we start with our check-ins, we'll start with the pre-check-in, starting with W4FCM, friend TR, his wife Ala, N4IEI, Jim M. Pelzer, KW4TS, K4XMR, Mel Prosperity, KN4RJN, John Brown Summit, K4ROW, Richard Greenville, W4ROE, Sid Fletcher, N4DJC, Jerry Anderson, K4OIM, Walt Edmond, KG4QLQ, Lyndon Piedmont, Rosalind Don, KG4PFI, KM4HTP, Wendy and Sensville, W2MJV, Mark and Sensville, KG4WMD, Landon and Dakinsville, KA5WLL, William Williams, to Taylors. Appreciate your values in the pre-check-in function of the repeater. The link stations, so we'll just go to the RF portion tonight. Being Thursday night, we start the Quebec through Tango. Q30 from the Blue Ridge Team Internet, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Again, KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty, and I'll meet negative and negative.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, and Brevard, the name is Ed. No traffic, I'll be monitoring.
MC. And Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I'm at home in Campobello. And please also check in my husband, Chad, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. We will both be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
WG4MC. In Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV, Danny, traveler's rest, negative and negative.
KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty, appreciate you stopping by, Chris. Then we got WD8NON, that's Ed and Brevard, appreciate you stopping by, Ed, hope you're doing well. Were you in or out for comments this evening, sir?
Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, I'll be listening for comments, but I have no comment, over.
Appreciate you stopping by, Ed, hope you're doing well. And then we got KO4RYP, that's Ms. Anna, and she brings on her husband, Chad. KO4NUE, they're in Campobello. Ms. Anna, please tell Chad we said hello, hope you are doing well. And then we got Danny in Traverse Rest, KI4THV, appreciate you stopping by, Danny. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q30 for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
MC and the net. This is KO4NUE. Man, I am so sorry, but I have a late announcement I'd like to publish to the net, please.
NUE, stand by just a second. Let me get finished with this group, and then I'll let you make your announcement. Additional stations, Quebec 13, no Q3T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. 4NUE, WG4C, go ahead with your announcement, Chad.
MC and the net, this is KO4NUE. So this announcement is number one for the night's net, and it's going to take just a little bit to get through it, so just bear with me and be patient. So I've written a script, so I'll go ahead and just go ahead and publish the script as it's written. As you are all aware, we have experienced some pretty disturbing interference on this frequency in recent months. Due to the disturbing nature of this interference, recordings are being compiled in order to file a police report in three separate counties with the local authorities. The club leadership has also decided to take a bad situation and turn it into an opportunity for the members and the community to benefit and learn while taking a defensive posture in protecting and isolating the interference further. This endeavor is called Operation Phoenix. A directional antenna, codenamed Phoenix, has been developed and several prototypes have been constructed with much success. It can be assembled in less than a minute and can be stored just as quickly. The total antenna cost is around $30 for materials, which can be purchased locally. They will be sold at cost, no profit, in order to educate any willing operator in direction finding, in order to help locate the interfering station and protect our frequency. Antennas are not the best antennas that money can buy, but they will certainly do the job in the hands of a skilled operator. Along with the antenna, a prototype attenuator has also been developed. The attenuator can be built for around $9, with some assembly required. After the antennas have been constructed, training will be provided on the BARS frequency and in person if needed, in order to educate and define how to use the Phoenix as a directional antenna and to develop your skills as an operator. The Amateur Radio Society will then conduct a repeater-driven fox hunt in order to hone our skills in direction finding. During this training, the repeater will be placed in standby mode, and a volunteer station will transmit their call sign intermittently in order to simulate interference on the repeater. Participating stations will use their antenna to vector in on the transmitting station in order to isolate the location of the interference. All stations will report their information over the repeater in order to help determine the location of the interfering station. We appreciate your patience during this announcement and hope that you will accept the challenge and be part of locating and stopping the disturbing interference. All questions or concerns about this decision may be directed to W4DJW, the net manager. All questions about constructing the Phoenix or reserving one can be directed to Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Information is on QRZ. 73s, and thank you. This is KO4NUE. And I'll be standing by for the comments portion. Back to you, Matt. KO4NUE, clear.
WG4MC, appreciate that announcement, Chad. And I'll be back to you in a little bit for some comments. Appreciate that. Good luck, guys, and hopefully we can get this situation resolved quickly. Alright, 7G4C with the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Network. Traditional check-in for in the Uniform 3 Zulu Group. U3Z for the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Network. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative and listening in.
Ramsey. Back in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland, Northeast Pickens County. No traffic, no table.
VPI 4, Victor Papa, India. Dodge, be negative and negative.
N4 ZWA, Stephen Edmund, appreciate stopping by, Steve. And then we got N4 ZLK, Shane in Cleveland, appreciate stopping by, Shane. That last station, I got K4 VPI. If you could come back with a missing laser, your call sign, your name and location, please. Josh and Taylor, appreciate you talking about Josh. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, you inform through Zulu, you through there from the Blue Ridge to Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge to Internet, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet. Alpha through Delta, A through D from the Blue Ridge to Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Dean Matt. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
MC. Please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I'm currently mobile in Duncan right now, and I'll be negative and negative.
Everyone on the net, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative tonight, 73 the net.
MC. Matt, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're mobile and easily tonight. No traffic, no queue. Good evening, queue, and all on the net.
4MC.
And Matt, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee.
KN4CHY,
Keith and Seneca, no traffic, no comment.
4MC. And Matt, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Internet. We'll draw a line on the page right there. We would like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick and his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, they're all in Piedmont. Rick, please tell Lorena, Michelle, we said hello, hope you are doing well. Then we got W4CTW, that's Tyler and Duncan, appreciate stopping by, Tyler. N4AHO, that's Doug in Walhalla. Appreciate stopping by, Doug. Then we got Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They're mobile around and easily. Gary, be careful out there on the mobile. Please tell Ms. Joy I said hello. And from us at the net. And then we got KM4CHY. That's Keith and Seneca. Appreciate stopping by, Keith. And then we got Mr. Kurt in Greenville, KM4BLH. Appreciate stopping by, Kurt. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D from the Blue Ridge Community Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4MC. And please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, W4DJW and Greer. Appreciate you talking about Dave. Hope you're doing well. Then we got KB2BYQ, another Dave and Easley. Appreciate you talking about Dave. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing good. Sorry, I can't talk this evening. We'll fly down the next alphabetical group, which will take us Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Nope. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX.
That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Matt. Thank you for calling the net.
W, please check in Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha November, K8HAN. I'm Brian. I'm mobile in Greenville. I'm negative and negative. Everybody have a great night.
Edward is receiving that. I'd like to welcome KO4HK. Sorry, that's Patrick Penrose. Appreciate South by Patrick. Hope you're doing well. Then we got Brian here in Greenville, K8HAN. Appreciate South by Brian. Hope you're doing well. That is on station, Deco through Hotel, U through 8, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net will fly down the next alphabetical route, which will take us India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC.
4MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Say it's AB3s for each one of you.
WG4MC. Thanks for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
BMC. Oh, India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4-LZI. And Table Rock. No traffic, no round table.
4. MC, please check in KG4LPS, that's Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa, Foxtrot, Sam and Liberty. Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good night.
Control, please check in and out Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. K4WWZ, Chandler and Easley, all this short time.
Winner 2 Meter Net, we'd like to welcome KK4JFO, James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Then we got Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings on his wife, Donna, KC4MFK, they make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello, hope y'all are doing well. So we got Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, up there in Table Rock. Appreciate you talking about Andy. Good to hear you on the airways this evening. So we got KG4LPF. That's Sam in Liberty. Appreciate you talking about Sam. So we got KO4WWZ. That's Chandler and Easley. Appreciate you stopping by, Chandler. We got you checked in and out. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net will slide down the next alphabetical route, which will be the very patient route for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Right through my pile, M3P for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Let's see. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. Same thing you met all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Kilo X-ray for Mike Tingo, KX4MT. This is Mike and Pickens, and I'll be negative and negative.
G4MC. And out, K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to welcome KO4NNH. That's Fred, mobile around in Piedmont. Afraid of you care if I'm out there in the mobile. Hope you're doing well. So we got KX4MT. That's Mike in Pickens. Appreciate you stopping by, Mike. So we got Mr. Pat in Malden, K4OSH. Hope you're doing well, Pat. Additional stations, Mike 355, M3P for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, we've been through that alphabet once, so now it's opened up to that new group Alpha 3-0-0-0-Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Seaming Net, please call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Seaming Net looking for check-in to Alpha 3-0-0-0-Alpha. We're in that big group. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Peace. Now securing the foreign forces of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Now can the ratchet portion with a pair of stops for check-ins. Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, WG4MC, you got anything for the net this evening, sir?
KO4NUE. No, sir. I think that's pretty much, any questions or concerns I'll answer, but... Let me back up and say this. So, with collaboration with others, a lot more experienced people than myself, using their knowledge and my hands, I have built a Yagi, handheld Yagi. With basically copper pipe. I've been testing it for the last couple of days. And it can be assembled in less than a minute. And the housing, the cap comes off of the housing, so you can take the director, the driven element, and the reflector and store it in the housing to kind of be mobile. It takes approximately 20 minutes to build one, and approximately around $30 to purchase the materials. In light of the extremely toxic and foul interference that we have received on the repeater, this will allow operators from their station to more quickly vector for the ones that would like to participate, that's the kind of the intent here. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Matt, and if anybody's got any questions, please feel free to ask. If not, that's great, too. But my information's up on QRZ. Shoot me an email, and I'll try to address what concerns you have or answer them on the air. Either one. Doesn't matter to me. KO4NUE, back to net.
WG4MC, well, appreciate that, Chad. I hate that's going on. Glad you guys, like I said, if I can be any help, please let me know. And you said that antenna was directional, made out of, like, I think you said, out of pipe. How much does that weigh? Just out of curiosity, have an idea.
Well, I haven't actually weighed it, Matt, but I'm going to say probably around 3 to 4 pounds. I could be wrong, give or take a pound or two. There is an option to build it out of lighter material, which would be aluminum, which would be a lot lighter. But it will, take me a couple of days to source the material. Probably could build it a little cheaper with aluminum. But I just kind of want to see what the interest level is before, we go down that road. But I pretty much got a jig set up and a pattern set up. I would like to, however, let me break here for a second. I would like to have a more experienced ham than myself take a look at and validate what I've got to make sure that what I have is indeed what I'm seeing and that it does function and it does do what it was designed to do. I've been doing that for the past 3 or 4 days, but would like someone with a lot more experience to validate that. Let me take a break here. I'd like to add is that in my wording, and this is what I have experienced, there's a tremendous, from my testing, it functions very well, very well. I am also thinking that it may need to be attenuated to try to cut back some of how well it receives. So I have put together an attenuator as well. That does function. I have been testing it today. It's not pretty. Neither one of them are pretty. But I'm just not into pretty right now. I'm into down and dirty, functional, get it working. I'm pretty much fed up with this. Two females have been pretty much accosted. 18-year veteran was caused the net for 18 years. That's the final straw for me. So with that, I would encourage each one of you to think about this for a little bit and to consider accepting the challenge. I understand there's some complexities that come with it. And I understand that and probably would be willing to discuss that at a later date. But I am not an individual that is willing to just roll over and take it. This is a part of a very valuable community to me and to other people. I'm willing to step forward and say, hey, let me help you, give you what you need to help us, you know, keep this under control and develop you and your skills at the same time. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, sir. KO4NUE.
WD4, appreciate bringing that to our attention, Chad. And again, I hope you guys are able to find the culprit. Go ahead and call in.
Yes, evening, gentlemen. I was listening in the conversation. Chad, is there any way I can get a hold of the plan so I can build one for myself? I'd like to build that antenna for myself, see how it all goes together and everything.
I would be happy to give you what I have. It's very simple. However, I would also like to add that depending on the amount of interest, which I my phone is already blowing up, so would be willing to meet here at the machine shop and you build it yourself or build it at home. Either one you would like to do. But I am hoping that with that, if a group of us, you know, get together in the shop to build this, we can have also a more experienced ham be here with us and take an opportunity to learn from them and have them share their knowledge and pass down knowledge to the younger generation and the less experienced hams, no matter what your age. That's the intent here. But Fred, if you would like to do otherwise, then that is completely acceptable as well. But just want to be clear here is what is being offered. Over.
I understand, Chad. As a matter of fact, I have Fusion 360 now. I might be able to model it up. I'm not sure if Fusion 360 has what AutoCAD has, which is the drawing mode.
But I'll report back to you on that if I manage to get to find it out tomorrow whenever I get back home. KO4NH, back to you, Chad.
KO4NH, KO4NUE. Thank you, sir. Matt, you go ahead and take it back. If there's any more questions or comments, I'll be glad to take them over.
Hey, Chad. I just want to check and see if you happen to have any chance to check out any of the tape measure element Yagis that used PVC for the mast. I just want to let you know I have one of those built. If that's something you would want to experiment around with, you're welcome to use it.
And I appreciate the opportunity. One thing that I have learned with another ham that helped me construct this thing is that we use three different books, and three different books had three different theories. So I just want to say from the get-go, I want to reiterate, this is not the best antenna you can buy, and I'm not claiming that it is, but it fits, it is able to be able to put in play in under a minute, and it is able to be deconfigured and stored within itself so that when it is disassembled, you have a 43-inch piece of 3/4-inch copper pipe laying in the back of your truck with everything you need inside that tube. You pull the cap off, slide it out, slide the reflector, director, and driven element out, and it snaps together, lickety-split. So that's pretty neat. But like I said, I'm sure that there are older, more wise hams out there that can say, hey, if you'll change this or if you'll do this, you can have a much better antenna. So I'm doing the best with what I got, which ain't much, but I'm trying.
And I just want to let you know that no problem there. I appreciate the effort you're putting into this to try to take care of this. Just to offer that it's there if you want to experiment with it. No problem. Already built. So I'll W4CTW, I'll just hand it over back to Ned.
CKO4NUE. Tyler, let me say this, and let me clarify this straight, just right up front and get it out in the open, is that there has been a very considerable effort and contribution made by so many members and listeners. A lot. I'm not comfortable putting their call signs out there because of the nature of what it is. But I just want to say that this is not a one-person effort. It is not. There have been, I would say, over 25 to 30 contributing parties on a daily basis off of the repeater that have contributed either by reporting, by helping to build, by contributing their knowledge, or by contributing their time. Now, those stations that are in there, if you want to identify, you go right ahead, but that's not my place to say. But just want to be, upfront and clear that there has been, resounding success with this. And I'll leave what success out of this conversation tonight. But just want to let you know there have been a lot of contributing operators to this. Over.
K04EWG4MC. Appreciate that, Chad. And we'll talk to another comment here. So we'll take that comment and then we'll break a second. I'll try to do some more check-ins, and then if there's any additional after that, we'll do that. Go ahead, comment.
4MC, K4CHY, I just wanted to let Chad know along the lines of what Fred was saying. I know he's got some things he's going to check out on his package, but I do SolidWorks professionally too, so I'd be willing to offer up a drawing and/or drawing. If you're working out of three different books and you find different stuff that works, we can revise or make different versions or whatever. So just wanted to throw that out there. Fred kind of beat me to it, but we'll see what he's got to. And I'll send you an email, Chad. K4CHY, back to that.
WG4MC, appreciate that, Keith. And again, I said this is great. I'm glad to hear this, and hopefully we'll get this issue resolved. Mr. Chad, I'm going to take this to a quick break, see if there's any additional check-ins out there, and then we'll see if there's any additional comments. This is WG4MC, the Warriors Team Internet, looking for additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the net, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you all, the net. 73.
Let's see. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative tonight. Been listening out of one ear and talking to somebody on the phone in the other ear, so I heard a little bit about what y'all are talking about, so... Anyway, back to you, KC4EZN.
WG4MC. Check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Name is Roland. We're located in Pickens, -, and a very good evening to all.
The Winners Team Internet, Mike, welcome, KZ4JIA, Mr. Dennis and Gaffney, appreciate you stopping by, Dennis. Then we got KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Candler, appreciate you stopping by, Harry. Then we got K1CJW, Rowan and Pickens, appreciate you stopping by, Rowan. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Winners Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Check-in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
KN4S, Chris and Lyman. Appreciate stopping by, Chris. Hope you're doing well. KN4NE, WG4MC. Do you have anything else, Mr. Chad, or if anybody like a comment regarding the antennas going on that are going to be built?
QE and the net. So one question through the back channels here is it a receive only, or can you transmit with it too? So I have been transmitting on both prototypes now for 2 days doing testing. I have been able to get the SWR down on both of them to 1 to 1.6. If I said that right. But I will say that it does change depending on the environment that it is in. But I have been able to assemble, disassemble, and assemble again with repeatable SWR. So with that, I hope I answered your question. Yeah, so any other comments? Over.
Well, as far as everybody's got it, and again, we do appreciate that, Chad, and I did have something for you, but I kind of wanted to do it off-air. I gave you my cell phone. Could you give me a call as soon as the net's over with?
Just go ahead and call me, and that way you want to put your number over the air. Telephone number is 864-915-9166. 864-915-9166. Over.
915-9166. Checked. All right, Chad. All right, 7246, the weather is 2 minutes. We'll go one more call for check-ins. Alpha 30, 03 Alpha. If anyone would like to do some reality, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
JI4LZI has got a comment with Chad there.
Cindy, again, looking for check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
Mount Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, in the farm boat.
W4IYI, that's Robert and Spartanburg. Appreciate you stopping by, Robert. You got the door prize tonight. You are number 50 on the tickets. Appreciate you stopping by. KL4LZI, WG4C, go ahead with your comment to Mr. Chad.
LZI, Chad, just out of curiosity, are you interested in doing any fox hunting?
Chad, Andy, that's kind of what we're planning on doing here. KN4CHY, Keith, if you're still in there, and Andy, let me go ahead and address you as well. So, with a handheld in direction finding, I have never fox hunted before on a fox hunt, but the last I have learned quite a bit in the last couple of weeks and have gotten really good at it. So I just want to say that there are a lot of parts and pieces that go with this, and it's not just skill with the radio. It's skill with navigation. It's skill with plotting. And it's skill with the radio on, you know, getting the radio set up to function on reverse. And being quick about it. One thing that is very encouraging that I would like to add is that it is extremely accurate. Even if you have a vector range. So just want to say that when there is a need to, necessity is the mother of all invention. So when you have a need to do something or it is fun to do, and it contributes to the community as well, the learning is very accelerated and becomes, pretty productive. So just would like to add that in there, that, compass, navigation, maps, Google Earth Pro, and when you get to see what the results are, you start to put all this together, and things that may be a little bit confusing for some start to just pop right into place. And let me let my radio drop. So being able to see what a projected lobe on a antenna looks like. When you see those funny little lobes and you see those funny little charts, well, now it starts to make sense, because those lobes and those charts can be interpreted as a vector or a direction. And that kind of stuff is pretty valuable. And above all of the things that I have learned over a given time is that I would like to say that the crappy, old, cheesy, handy talkie is probably the most valuable radio in my shack. I just want to put that out there right up front.
Hell's the guy. I was just going to tell you what I heard while ago on G-Way Talksway and that, around 8:15, 8:20 here tonight. N9GSX is going to do a fox hunting event over there. there at some, I didn't catch what county park was, but some county park over in Oconee County. Over there, they're going to do some fox hunting over there before they have their regular meeting. And you need to contact N9GSX in some form or fashion and get more details on it, because I heard him announce it, but I didn't catch the name of that county park over there. But if you can go over there with him, they plan on their meeting. I think from the way he talked here just a little bit ago, it's going to be this month, I think. You need to talk with him because they're going to conduct a fox hunt over there. I'm thinking, and you can go over there and test it out if you so desire.
KI4LZI,
your
monitor. KO4NUE. Andy, I have talked with that man personally, already several times. So just want to let you know, I have had discussions with him about this very topic. Also would like to know, like, make sure that each station understands that this interference that we have experienced that is so toxic, this is not the only frequency that happens on. It is multiple frequencies throughout the area and other areas as well. So just want to make sure everybody understands that it's pretty widespread, and I think it's okay at some point to say, enough is enough. You are being hunted, and we're gonna do something about it. Just want to let you know, and let everybody know also exactly what is at stake, because at some point here in the near future, law enforcement's going to be involved because of the toxicity in the assault, if that's what you want to call it, a verbal assault. Just want to get that out there, out in the open, over.
WG4C, go ahead.
KO4NUE, KF4CHY. I was just going to say, I am familiar with fox hunting, and in fact, with that very individual, Mike N9GSX and Mandel, and kind of like Andy was talking about, on a smaller scale, so very intrigued with getting it out to a regional scale like this, and the ones we did are just kind of practicing along and seeing how things work, and it's intriguing to have a real world use for it. KN4CHY, back then.
WG4C, appreciate that, Keith. Yeah, fox hunting is always a fun activity. I've done one myself, and I must say, you need to bring a couple HCs with you, one to listen for the source and one to coordinate with your fellow hunters as well. Hey, Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, WG4C. I'm going to go ahead and do a last call for check-ins and then go ahead and put this one to bed, if that's all right with you. Is there anything else before I do that?
KO4NUE here. No, sir, I don't have anything else. If anybody's got any further questions after the net, hang around, and I'll fill in any gaps. But please shoot me an email or give me a call, and we'll go ahead and get started. KO4NUE, I'm clear, but standing by. Over.
G4C, appreciate it, Chad. Yeah, I'll give you a call here in just a minute after the net. So G4C, the Wooders 2-minute net. Final call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call WG4MC or Net Control. The Wooders 2-minute net. I will send the net report here in just a moment. See, now securing the Wooders 2-minute net with our thanks for everyone who's checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night, and good luck. WG4MC, clear.
For NUE,
4 CHY.
CHY, Kilo 4 NUE. Go ahead, Keith.
Going to kind of reiterate what Greg was saying. I think, and I imagine you're somewhat like this too. That's why I was wanting to initially get plans from you to see about just tinkering around building one. But yeah, like I said, I'll email you and get the information from you, and we can go from there. But yeah, I'd be happy to CAD it up and do some drawings for it, and you know, iterations after the fact and all that kind of thing, and make it available to the club and to whoever else wants it over.
HYKO4NUE. Keith, give me just a second. I got somebody on the phone. I need to take that. If you give me just a minute, I'll be right back with you. I'm so sorry. KO4NUE. I'll be clear for now. I'll be right back, Keith.
CHYKO4NUE. 4NUE. KN4CHY. Go ahead, Chad.
Now you go ahead, bud. I'm sorry, I missed about half of that conversation. So go ahead and say again, over.
I was just talking about how Fred, you know, initially I had asked you if you had any electronic documentation, and you told me to email you and you'd like cut one up or whatever for me. I'm kind of like Fred. I'd be interested in plans and tinkering around and building one, but yeah, if you're buying all the materials and everything and want to sell them at cost, I'd definitely be interested in buying one, but also interested in having plans. You know, like I said, I could draw it up and make it available to the club and whoever else wants it. So yeah, that was the general thought anyway.
So, just so you know, here's what I've learned so far is, you know, being in a machine shop, you know, the devil's in the details, and getting the most out of the most economical material is the name of the game. So, with that, when you have material that is as soft as copper, there's some things that you have to be able to work through. The last 3 or 4 days has been a learning curve to do that. Copper is typically gummy and soft and does not machine well at all. I have got this figured out to a point to where it's basically two different size drill bits with a piece of 3/4-inch copper pipe at, you know, your local box store. They will sell two different types of copper. One is higher concentration of copper, which is, you know, astronomical, and the other one is rather affordable. So a 50-something inch stalk is about $18, and there'll be 8 inches of waste when you're done. And one roll of 1/4-inch copper pipe on a roll, which is, I want to say that's, it may be $10 or $14 for a 10-foot piece. So you will have approximately 12 inches of waste from that left over. But getting that copper that is in a roll, getting it laid out flat, and getting the reflector, director, and driven element that is straight to do something with takes a little trick. let my radio drop. Figured out. Lay it on a flat surface and a 2x6 as long as the element, and you roll it between a hard surface and a board, and it just gets straight as an arrow. You have to handle it delicately because it is soft copper, but that will get it straight quick. only one part really needs to be machined, and I am working on a way to get that refined down to getting that in a simple form. And one of the other stations is going to help me, you know, help me with that as far as the material goes. But I've got it down to a process, and at this point, it's only going to get better. So with that, you know, that's my contribution up to this point. Over.